USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The answer is no. That is the response from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who turned down Russia's ultimatum to surrender the southern city of Mariupol. The Kremlin was continuing to look for a victory somewhere as its forces are in what appears to be a stalemate. The attacks continue, though, as Russian strikes left death and destruction across Ukraine. A once busy shopping mall in Kyiv is now a pile of ruin. The U.S. and Western allies are now discussing how to pressure Russia even more. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson introduced herself to the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I hope that you will see how much I love our country and the Constitution and the rights that make us free.
While Democrats on the panel praised Biden's nominee, Republicans made clear they would question her record. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The NTSB has appointed a senior air safety official to assist in the investigation of a plane crash in Asia.
A China Eastern Airlines Boeing 737-800 with 132 people on board crashed in the mountains in southern China on a domestic flight Monday after dropping 31,000 feet in 1 minute. China's media is reporting contact was lost with the plane over Wuzhou, and there were no signs of survivors. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores, including Ralph's, Albertsons, and Vaughn's. Negotiations for a contract ended without agreement before the latest three-year deal ended earlier this month. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday. The major indexes on Wall Street closed down on Monday. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 ended in the red. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Pennsylvania State Police have opened an investigation after two troopers and a civilian died after being struck by a vehicle. It happened early Monday morning on I-95 in South Philadelphia by the sports complex. Troopers Martin Mack III and Brandon Siska were trying to get a man walking in the southbound lanes to safety when a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed struck all three. A state police spokesman says they are investigating the incident as DUI-related. One Mid-Atlantic state is doing what it can to lower gas prices for its residents.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed emergency bipartisan legislation to immediately suspend the state of Maryland's gas tax for 30 days.
Which makes Maryland the first state in the nation to immediately suspend collection of the gas tax. As we continue to stand in solidarity against Russian aggression in Ukraine, and as Marylanders face the impact of surging inflation, with the average price of gas rapidly rising, this bipartisan action will provide some relief from the pain at the pump.
Georgia became the second state to cut their gas tax, and 17 other governors are considering the same legislation. Reporting from the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Veteran talk show host Maury Povich is retiring. The 83-year-old Povich, whose show found success in finding baby daddies, will walk away from his eponymous talk show after 31 years. New episodes are set to air through September. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.